Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Sheraton Grand at Wild Horse Pass today. We've been out here all day doing a remote broadcast for Think 18, brought to you by Co-op, representing the credit union industry and helping Answeri Services and credit union CEOs and different departments focus on technology advancement and how to continue to serve their customers and members with great ease and effectiveness, but also simplifying things and keeping up with fintech and banks. And so that being said, I'd like to introduce you to our next guest. We have with us Andrew Chacko. He is a Think Crasher. I'm doing air quotes. He is also on a daily basis the vice president with accounting and risk management for Elements Federal Credit Union from Indianapolis, Indiana. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thrilled to have you. So what is a Think Crasher, if you were to define it for us?
So a Think Crasher is a young professional that's in the industry, and we all have a different passion. So we have 12 different credit unions represented. And we range anywhere from a little over $2 billion in assets down to $136 million. So we have kind of a wide variety of people that are doing it. And we're really just young, passionate people in the credit union that are really trying to emerge as leaders and kind of look for opportunities to grow our networking, as well as grow our knowledge of how the industry is changing and how we're kind of moving into the next generation.
So as a VP already, you've already positioned yourself in a position of leadership. Can you tell us a little bit about your background and how you landed at your credit union?
Yes. So I think credit unions have a kind of an inside joke that everyone has a different path of how they really get there. So really with a CPA and kind of an accounting background, I started in public accounting with BKD and then spent my time in that. And after that, I actually, Elements was a client of mine. So took a little stint in the oil industry, and then when the call kind of came in that there was an open opportunity, I jumped on it. So everyone has their own little indirect way of kind of ending in a credit union, but been there a year and a half, and it's been a great opportunity to really grow and shape the business. So really can hit the ground running and make an impact. So.
I love it. And how many Think Crashers are here at this particular conference?
So there's 12 of us. So
and all from different credit unions from all over the country?
Yes, all over the country, from Maine all the way out to the West Coast in Seattle.
And so. Is this an invitation only, or how do you become a crasher?
So you actually apply for it. So you had to fill out kind of an application, give a little background, as well as answer some kind of questions about what's drawing you to be a crasher and what do you think you can take from it and what you think you can bring to it. So
I love the name. Sorry, did interrupt you. Crasher. I think of wedding crashers.
Yeah.
But I love it. What were you going to say?
So it's a great way to collaborate. I think that's one of the biggest things that I look forward to in this, is that we're all different industries and we're all different sizes, but we all have the same members and the same vision and the same kind of drive to get where we want to go. And without really seeing outside of your own industry and like even just accounting and finance, you don't know that the same challenges that we face in Indiana are the same challenges that people in Washington and Maine and other people in the industry are facing, whether it's keeping up with the digital movement or whether it's finding what the members' expectations are so they can meet them. It's kind of nice to have that community, especially as an industry, we're very deep rooted in our history. So the credit union I've been with has been around since 1930, but really in the last 10 years, we've seen a major evolution and change of how we want to interact with our members, how we want to change their experience, and how we really want to grow the business, just so we can keep up with the fintechs and keep up with even the big banks that are out there. And ultimately, we all have the same mission, and it's really just to serve our members and really try to provide them the best products to help their financial wellness. And so it's kind of nice.
I love it. Is there a mentoring piece to this too then? Or does it start and stop with the Think conference, or does it stretch out over time after you leave here?
So I don't think there's a set mentoring.
Like, but it naturally happens.
Where it naturally happens though. It's when you're out in the meetings and you're in just the hallway that we're in and you see people and you start talking and you don't know besides their name badge that says, I'm Andrew from Elements, or they say, I'm so-and-so. And when you get really down talking, there could be the CEO of one credit union or the CFO of a different one. So it's a great opportunity to kind of network and even make connections. And even if you just take that person and it's a business card and then you have a question down the road, they might be able to connect you to the person that would really help you get the solution you need or a better solution to a problem you're facing.
I love that the way that you've described that and how that's working for you as a crusher and just networking overall. When we take it seriously and we're willing to step out of our comfort zone a little bit, that's what we do at Business Radio X as well. We just want to continue to tell a great story about businesses and primarily B2B. And those of our folks who are guests and sponsors on our show here today, but also in our studio, it's around accelerating that relationship. And that's really what we're talking about, right? From your small group of, what'd you say, 22 professionals, young professionals, to just meeting people in the hallway. It's, you never know who you're going to meet.
That's the one lesson that I think that everyone should really take into. It's being able to step out of your comfort zone, like you said. And it's really that relationship that you don't know whether it's 1 year, 2 year, 5 years from now. That could be the person that you're collaborating with on an idea or really trying to roll out a new product or a new initiative to the industry. Or maybe you guys say, oh, let's go start our own thing. I mean, I think it's just being able to take that risk. And I think a lot of young professionals maybe are a little hesitant. And you see that title of CEO or CFO, or you see president of the credit union, and you don't want to like bother them or whatever. But I think even as a young professional, those people have the desire to learn from us just as much as we want to learn from them. And we have different perspectives, but as long as you come at it from the right attitude and really the desire to grow and build, you can really find out that both learn when you walk out of that conversation. So
I really acknowledge Co-op for recognizing the value of having this little select and really cool group of young professionals who are already in pretty elite positions, and kudos to you.
Oh, thank you.
But they've done exactly that. They've elevated the awareness of who y'all are because they know that you have as much value to bring, if not more, than somebody who might be phasing out and looking for their exit strategy. And we have to have those conversations, not just in the credit union industry, but in every industry.
Yeah. I think that, I mean, one of my biggest things I think that everyone should take away from it is, don't be afraid to ask why. Don't be afraid to kind of challenge the norm. And I mean, as long as you're doing it with the right intentions and the pure heart of really wanting to make the business or the industry or even just the task you're working on better. And as long as you're collaborating with a good intention and really open for the feedback in the reverse way too. So even if it's just giving, but also receiving, when you have that open dialogue and that open eagerness to just work together on the same initiative, and when you really challenge how it's been done, you find out that maybe it's a technology that we can add in, or even it's just a fixing of a process that really can be the smallest change to move you. I mean, whether it's a 10% growth in revenue or different pieces that way that really make the biggest impact. So
love it. You had kind of teed up that portion of our conversation with, you know, being willing to ask why. And I was going to say, but you already said it, also being able to look at how can we get this done?
Yeah.
Right. Both questions, I think, are really critical. Just being willing to ask and not being worried about what is that fail forward is the comment. Business Radio X is a new business for me this past year. And I had not done broadcasting previously, but I've been in a lot of leadership roles throughout my career. And I have to continue to remind myself, it's okay to fail. Yeah. It's okay to keep making mistakes, because when I make mistakes, I get to chalk that off and go on to the next, whatever it is, to continue to succeed. So I love that we have a similar way of thinking.
Yeah. And I think credit unions give young professionals even an opportunity to have that risk. As millennials, we graduated from college with the worst financial crisis and the worst time you could be in. So the entrepreneurial spirits that we have in our hearts are there. But then our minds say, don't go out on a leap exactly, because if you fail, I mean, you're in trouble or you're going to be there. So a credit union actually gives you a foundation of a good company to work with that lets you be entrepreneurial inside of it. So the big phrase that they've been using at Co-op here is entrepreneurial. And I think that's an amazing thought process that if you can take that and really run with it, you can make such a great change inside your company from an entrepreneurial spirit that could be moving you to where you want to go. So
very well said. I had a flash of my 23-year-old son who has said to me on more than one occasion recently, when we've been talking about money and finances, you and Dad, you gave us so many mixed messages, right? His dad and I are both entrepreneurs, have been for years. And then we've also have made some mistakes in our financial portfolio and figuring our way out and haven't always done what we said we want him and his sister to do. So it's fascinating that that within this industry of credit unions, you have the safety and longevity. I mean, credit unions have been around forever.
Yeah.
And yet this newness around being accessible, collaborating within individual credit unions, but also still continuing to have a name for yourself and being smart.
Yeah.
Right? Being what the word you used was
entrepreneurial.
So independent thinking like a business owner, even if you work for a larger corporation.
Yes.
Love it.
And I think even just really the credit unions allowed me as a young entrepreneurial to find my voice. I think that's the biggest thing that as a young professional, really think about what your strengths are and what you really enjoy to do and what your passions are. And I know for me as a finance person, it's the numbers, it's the data, it's really digging in and figuring out how things work and how we can make them better or find a little efficiency here. But that's the rewarding piece, that if you can find that in the work you do, it's not a job, it's a passion. So.
And you're having me think about something else too, that, you know, when people went to work for companies and organizations, like even my dad's era, he's 79 now, he worked for Litton Electronics, worked on the assembly line, advanced to management, and eventually VP before he had to take a medical leave and retire. But he and so many others, even in my generation, go to work for a company or an organization and they morph into whatever that organization or that culture is. And we have to do that. But you're having me look at this a little bit differently, that the credit union that you're working for, in addition to something like Co-op and Think, is saying to you, be who you are, find your skill set, advance in leadership, and don't lose yourself inside this particular position or this particular credit union. I've never heard it articulated that like that before, but that's beautiful.
Yeah. And I think that's the biggest thing, is that we all come from different backgrounds and different experiences and have different knowledges and different really things that drive us or maybe make us who we are. And the credit union really gives you that opportunity to show that and really be yourself, but also know that you're really impacting our members down to the core. So we all have the same mission. We just maybe go about it a little differently.
Yeah. Love it. Tell us a little bit about Elements Federal Credit Union. How large are you? I've talked to so many people today. Have I already asked that?
No, yet? You haven't. So,
okay. So yeah, tell us about who you guys are.
So we're out of Indianapolis, Indiana, and we're $1.5 billion in assets. So we have a little over 96,000 members. So we're originally Eli Lilly Federal Credit Union started. So we're a SEG-based federal credit union. So we work with other businesses in the community and really all over to really help the members, as well as, so we're more of a B2B model, which is similar to what you were saying. We actually want to get involved and be part of the wellness program with the business. So we meet with their HR departments and we meet with others and really work to figure out, not just through an HSA product or anything, but how can we really teach the employees of that company how to be financially well? And so by having that mission statement of financial wellness, we can impact them, whether it's giving them the knowledge of credit scores or giving them the knowledge of how to buy a home and what, like, value of home. I mean, just kind of what they can afford. We're not really trying to sell them a product in any way. Sometimes we might have the best product to offer, and sometimes there might be a better
first one.
But it's really an education first focus.
Yeah.
So it's a great opportunity. It's a great company to work
brilliant.
For.
Brilliant. I think it was Bobby Rebel who was on with us earlier that was talking about the parallel between health and wellness and our finances, right?
Yeah.
And so how important it is, because they really are the same. If we're stressed financially, then we're going to have dis-ease and issues in our health life, mentally, emotionally, as well as physically. And sometimes we don't know what comes first. Does, you know, our medical situation cause us to go into financial ruin or hardship, or is it vice versa? So I love that the way that your credit union is embracing that. Educate first. Let's help you come to better understand yourself as a healthy, well, whole human being. Is that what I hear you saying? Yeah. And then if we've got the right product for you, we'd love to help you.
We'd love to help you. Yeah. So we Fantastic. Know that everyone, it's a journey in your financial wellness path. So whether you're a young millennial like myself, who's starting a young family and really there, or you're someone who's a few years from retirement, we're all in a journey, and it's really just, you're at that point in time and we all have goals that we want to get to. So that's kind of how we treat it, as financial wellness isn't a point in time, or it's not a one size fits all. Everyone needs financial wellness to some extent. Maybe it be how to consolidate debt or how to learn how to build a credit score. I mean, how to save more for retirement. And I think it's just it's a question that financial wellness is a big hot topic, I think, in the industry as well as across the United States. But it's just trying to give people the right education for them is really our approach, that because everyone needs something a little different.
I love it. One of the things that you mentioned was the journey, and the word for me that showed up was relationship, how to have a relationship with money, with currency, with the exchange, and with my own financial portfolio or their lack of.
Yeah. No, I think it's, I mean, money is something that we grow up not really talking about, at least in my household.
Right?
So it's something that things were provided for and taken care of, but it wasn't a question and an open communication. I think that's maybe shifting now that people are in that next generation of saying, I want to teach my kids about what the value of a dollar is, or even like how to get a credit card, how to have a savings account. And I think those are the challenges that Americans are facing, is really trying to understand that not everyone's well in the United States. The economy may be booming. The stock market might be at all-time highs, but there are people that are really struggling or living paycheck to paycheck. And saving rates, as we saw 3 months ago, are at the lowest in the last 10 years. And so those challenges are all across, whether you're in Indiana or whether you're in Maine or California. There's people out there struggling that need help and need support. So I think the credit unions really do look to provide that service for the unbanked or those who really just need that question of, I don't know where to go or what to do. And instead of having someone try to make a bad decision on their own, even just consult with someone and just get advice. That's something that I think we can help provide, is just even the advice. It's not a product. It's just, hey, before you go and make that decision, have you talked to anyone about it?
Going back to that, it's okay to ask how and why. Just ask.
Yeah.
Step out of your comfort zone a little bit. It's a pleasure to get to know you. I would love to, before we close out our segment, have you share so far, what has been the highlight or the greatest takeaway from Think 18?
So Think 18 has been amazing. The speaker list from Michael Phelps to Nick from Wire.com or Wire Magazine was just amazing. So I'm very data driven and I love the AI. And I think that's going to be a huge thing with fintechs and how things are moving forward. So his analysis of, well, we're not all going to lose our jobs tomorrow, but certain jobs are going to go away, but every job's going to change, I think, is the big takeaway that we all need to think about. Technology is not going to just eliminate a whole segment. It's going to make a segment different. It's going to make a job different. It's going to make you have to think a little differently. And I think also he really touched on that humans are going to have to be in the loop at some point. Like, it's not going to just be the machine says, oh, you're going to bank and here's your $20. Like, there's always got to be that human contact, because we're making big financial decisions as people, or we're making big financial decisions as businesses. And we want that human aspect in there in every step of the way. So I think it was a great speech as well as a great message. So,
and there's more on AI coming up this afternoon, I think.
Yeah,
we had Todd on earlier.
Very co-op,
yeah, and he didn't leak any, you know, special information, but he did hint around that there's some neat and exciting opportunities and information coming up.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing, that the AI is going to really lead to more efficiencies, and I think it's going to lead to even more, whether it's prevention for fraud or whether it's just, I mean, trying to take the most simplistic tasks that people do and some of the manual processes and just really find ways to streamline them or cut them out altogether, which are going to provide better products or better services or even better security. Because I know, I mean, data is a huge, huge hot button right now. And so to have security over financial institutions and all that, people's personal information is a big piece. And if AI can help make it even better than it is today, it's going to be great.
No, and it's coming whether we like it or
yes,
not.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So. Well, thank you for taking time with us today.
You.
I know you've got a full schedule and a lot of fun mixing and mingling and networking and connecting and mind melding collaborative conversations and a lot more learning.
Yes.
Yeah. So. Wonderful. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X. Some media leans left, some media lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Owicki.